Which actually in Hasidic philosophy is the main destination, the main goal. Ultimately, all the other worlds are here for us, for this physical world.
You are listening to the JP Show,
where we discuss the issues you care about from a Jewish perspective.
I am Rabbi G.
And I am Rabbi Levi.
And we hope you enjoy this episode.
Okay, everyone, welcome back to another JP Show. Hopefully, it's going to be a really good week, full of joy. We just had Shabbat. This past Shabbat was a Shabbat that gives blessing to the month of Adar, the month of joy, the month of Purim. So hopefully be good news. If you're listening to this, please don't forget to subscribe. If you're listening on YouTube, wherever you can, leave us a review. And let's jump into another episode. How are you, Rabbi Levi?
Good, and I'm trying it with a new mic this week. We'll see. You know, I'm not sure if it makes a difference, but we'll find out, I guess, right?
Let us know if the quality is better.
That's right. But more
we're
sophisticated.
Trying new things.
That's right. So there's a lot of chaos in the world, which we've discussed many times, and especially for the Jewish people and the hardships that we've been through. And we've discussed various things of how we get through it and how we stay positive. But today I want to zoom out a little bit and discuss something perhaps a little bit more general, because we've mentioned a few times in this podcast and we'll discuss in different contexts that everything has a purpose, and it's one of the ways we stay mindful and focused and stress-free, and all the other ways that it sort of expresses itself. What actually is that purpose? Let's discuss probably what are the most fundamental questions. I mean, we know there's a God. We know that the Torah tells us, "Bereishis bara Elokim ha-shamayim ha-aretz," that in the beginning God created heaven and earth. So we're not random. We didn't just there wasn't just a big bang and we just came into being. That's not our belief. Our belief is that we were created with a purpose. Do we actually know that purpose? And what is that purpose?
Very, very deep esoteric question today. You must be in a very reflective mood.
Very.
So step one is that a person has to believe that they have a purpose. That's number one, and live for a purpose, right? And we know that the truth is that the research about living with purpose and meaning covers a range of things, not only what we might believe the purpose is, but just living for something higher purpose is really a good step in the right direction. But I think you're asking, as believing Jews, as Jews who believe in God, and we are God's nation and so on, what is the purpose of creation? What's our role? What are we supposed to be doing here?
Well, let's start off with the purpose of creation before we get to what our role is.
Okay. So Kabbalah deals with this question extensively, and Hasidic philosophy as well. And just to give a quick, like, 60-second crash course, we are not the only world. Meaning, we are the world, we are the physical world with people in it. There are other spiritual worlds. Kabbalah talks about a chain, an evolution of worlds called Seder Hishtalshelut, where God created a sort of a chain of different worlds, one lower than the next, until kind of he arrived with this world, which is actually known as the lowest world. Meaning the lowest world, not in physical space, because God transcends space and time, but the lowest world in terms of godly consciousness. In other words, God is completely concealed in this world, even though he created it and he continues to create the world every moment. But this is the world where you've got to really work hard to develop a feeling of God, a consciousness of God, an awareness of God, and so on. So I'm only giving an introduction because Kabbalah gives a whole range of reasons why God created the world, but some of them apply to other worlds perhaps. But what let's dig down tachlis. What is the purpose of our world? Which actually in Hasidic philosophy is the main destination, the main goal. Ultimately, all the other worlds are here for us, for this physical world. And it comes down to two words. We'll use the terminology and maybe then talk about it, right? It's called Dira B'Tachtonim. That's what Hasidic philosophy teaches us mainly. God had a desire, whatever that means, and he created a world so that he could move in, he could live in this world. What does that mean? God is all-powerful. God created a world where he's here, but we can't see him. We hear, but we can't feel him. He's hidden, he's concealed in this world. He's not obvious. It's more like darkness than light. And the purpose of creation ultimately is for us human beings, for us lowly human beings, physical human beings, to invite God to feel comfortable and to express himself, so to speak, to be revealed and to become obvious where he's not obvious. Does that mean, yeah?
Yeah.
What does that mean? How do we do that? And in order to achieve that, God gave us a moral code called the Torah. Our existence, our identity is rooted in the divine revelation of Sinai, where God gave us the Torah, gave us the moral code, how to reveal godliness into this world, how to elevate this world from being a very mundane and perhaps dark place sometimes, and to something more godly, and to make it a more godly world. By the way, when we do make the world more godly, it doesn't mean that we're going to feel God right away, because we also have one of the fundamentals of Jewish faith is that we're on a journey towards the ultimate destination, which is the coming of Mashiach, where God will ultimately be revealed. But we work hard to elevate the world, to refine ourselves, to first of all reveal God within ourselves, within our own mundane and animalistic energies, and then also to make him aware, create the awareness of him in the world. Now, how do we do that? Many, many ways. The moral code teaches us, A, to live a life of morality, to live a life of kindness to other people, and to live a life of spirituality, and to live a life of mitzvot. One interesting thing in Judaism, we know that the Jewish religion is very action-based. In fact, it fits into this whole mission, because it's actually not all about spirituality, funnily enough. Because spirituality actually is a kind of expression where we kind of detach from the world. The Jewish religion, as we know it, is actually a very physical religion. It's about taking objects, taking physicality and actually elevating it, taking a piece of parchment and turning it into a mezuzah, taking a candle and turning it into a Shabbos candle, a piece of leather, turning it into tefillin, whatever the case is, right? All our mitzvot, eating matzah on Pesach, lulav, etrog, and sukkos, and it's all very, very, very physical. And also the mitzvah between man and man. It's about helping other people. It's about being kind. It's about the physical act of charity, and so on and so forth. And we believe very, very, very strongly that every mitzvah that we do, we connect to God and we bring him into the world. That's a synopsis of like.
Let's get a little more philosophical for a moment. Does God need this? Is this like a sort of a necessity for him? Are we like fulfilling a need that he has? Like what's our role here?
That's a good question. So first of all, before we talk about it, let's just clarify that the Zohar says less machshava tfisa bei. They actually the human brain ultimately cannot grasp what God is. We are defined creatures. We are defined creations. God is undefined. He's transcendent. He's omnipotent, omnipresent. He's beyond us. He doesn't. He doesn't. We don't. He's indescribable. But we have fundamental beliefs, and one of the fundamental beliefs is that he's the ultimate perfection, and he doesn't actually really need anything, for reasons not known to us, and very, very coming from a very sort of deep place within God's essence. He chose to make this important. He chose for this mission to be important. Ultimately, it's what he wants. Very different between he wants and he needs. He wants, and he wanted that to be the ultimate purpose of creation. It is also not only sort of that he can move in. It's also by doing this, it's also good. We gain. In other words, it's good for us. Right? It's not like he created a world, wanted a mission done, and he told us to do it, and irrespective of if it's good for us or not. That's also not true. It is very good for us. It is fundamentally good for us to live selflessly, to live something higher, to go beyond ourselves, to go beyond our limitations. But it's not that he needs it, but he chose it to be important.
Right. So that's the purpose of creation. Now, obviously, within creation, there's different things and different species and different parts of the world. Even within human beings, we have the Jewish people. We're chosen. I know that sometimes makes people look a little bit uncomfortable, but it's something that we actually say every festival in the prayers. We say Ata brachatonu mikol ha'amim. We say
We actually
God
say
chose
daily in our
us.
prayers.
We say every day, that's true. Vono vacharti mikol avaloshon. That's right, that's true. That you chose us from all the other nations. So what are we chose? Like, in other words, is this the purpose of the whole creation? Is this the only purpose of the Jewish people? How does this all work?
So we believe, you know, it's very interesting that, first of all, the Jewish religion is the only one that doesn't proselytize, right?
Right.
Although we welcome converts, we don't look for them and we don't try and influence them. Because we believe that everyone has a divine mission. Everyone has a role. The role might vary. First of all, in terms of the chosen nation, you know, we're going through another wave of anti-Semitism and oppression. You know, reminds you of that famous joke of the guy in the shtetl. You know, he's going through a tough time with persecution and oppression. He turns to God, he says, maybe you can choose someone else for a few minutes, right?
That's right.
But people should understand, being chosen is more of a responsibility than anything else. But
that's right.
Obviously, we say that. We do. It's part of the prayers. But so we believe that actually, this is not such a well-known fact, but when even God gave the Torah at Mount Sinai, it was actually not only meant, so it was given to the Jewish people, but actually it was meant for the world.
Mm.
We happen to be the people given the responsibility of revealing it to the world. What I mean by that, because in the Torah, which was given at Sinai, we learn about the role that's given to everyone. So so there is the difference of roles. Now, when we talked about making the world a home for God, so to speak, right? There's two parts of that sentence. There's a world, and the world needs to become a home for God, right? So you also have to maintain the home. The home has to be a good place, has to be a healthy planet. It has to be, the world has to be a functional, civilized society, right? And we believe that is the role of the nations of the world, where they are given. We know that there's a concept called the seven Noahide laws. We believe that from the Torah, Moses gave us at Sinai, from God, there's a specific mission given to the whole world, and that is to believe in monotheism, first of all. Idol worship is prohibited. Pagan worship is prohibited for every human being, according to the Torah. And mitzvot, seven Noahide laws, which are directed at creating a strong, stable, and civilized society.
Mm.
So things like not murdering, not committing adultery, not stealing, and so on, right? Having a system of laws and justice, all that kind of things. In other words, God wanted there to be a functional world, a world that should be maintained, a world that we should take care of, that we should live as moral, civilized people on a very basic level. That's the mission of every human being. And then he asked the Bnei Israel when he gave us the Torah on Mount Sinai. Yes, that's okay. Now you take that world that everyone, you know, is maintaining and sustaining. And then now the job is, I want you to bring something transcendent into that world. Allow me to come live in that world. But you need both. You need, everyone has their role, and every role is important.
Right. So that's sort of generalizing. But we also, I mean, you know, if I was born, that means that God obviously has a mission for me, right? Otherwise, I wouldn't need to be born. You can just create someone else, right? I mean, you know, if the purpose of creation could be fulfilled through other people, he wouldn't need me. So obviously, everyone has a unique part to play, right? Because everyone's different and everyone's personality is different. Everyone's capabilities are different. How does one know what their mission is? How do you know what your unique mission is? Or you don't know, or you just sort of have to work it out?
Well, that's an excellent question. So first, let's talk about, is there a unique mission? In other words, is it true that everyone has a unique mission? And the answer is absolutely yes. Meaning, in the context of the basic, of the overall mission, right?
Hmm.
So Judaism has this incredible two extremes. We have one extreme where we believe that everyone subscribes to the same mission in a way, because Judaism definitely has a lot of prescribed journeys that we're supposed to take. Obviously, we're not judging anyone on their level of observance or anything like that, but there is the basic laws of the Torah, the 613 mitzvot, or the ones that we keep today, and so on and so forth. And everyone is expected to subscribe to the very basic and foundational principles, both between man and man, both and man and God, right? So that is true. And that is very true. However, within that foundational equal mission and commitment and responsibility, there is a very, very strong emphasis on individuality. We find this, in fact, interesting. We just had the last 2 weeks on the parsha. We had the story of the giving of the Torah, right? And we have this amazing thing that the Torah can only be given when the entire Jewish nation was united and they were all there together. And yet, when God gave the Ten Commandments, he said, I am Hashem, your God, and Achi Hashem Elokecha. But in grammatically, he used a singular term. I am God, I am your God, talking to each individual specifically, right? So you see already at Mount Sinai, there was these two things coming together. Couldn't do your own thing. You have to be part of a nation. And yet God is speaking to you individually. How you describe that mission, how you discover that mission is not always so easy, actually. Meaning like this, you know, over and above the basic mitzvot that we keep, there's so many different pathways. There's places you can live in. Everyone has their different communities. There's different things, projects you can do. Some people, their mission is much more involved, let's say, in studying Torah. Others is more about helping other people. The Talmud talks about, you know, people having their favorites, not to exclude the other mitzvot, but they have their like specific area which they emphasize and teach and get enthusiastic about and inspire the people to do. So there's so much, right? How do you know that? Sorry?
I've once seen a concept that, like, if something's very difficult for you, that sort of means that's actually your mission. Is
yeah,
that's that...
right. Yeah, there is that, because part of bringing God into where is not obvious is overcoming struggle. So
nice.
when you're struggling, that means you're tempted not to do something and you know it's important. That could be that's really important for you.
Right.
That's one way. The other way is also understanding that where you opportunities that present themselves. So where you land up is where you're supposed to be. It doesn't have to be forever necessarily, but sometimes people live in a place or get lost somewhere, or even temporarily, it could be for a day, it could be for a month, it could be for years, whatever the case is. But you know, you need to know that where you come, that means you have a mission there. That's your specific mission. People need to also reflect on their own talents and their own capabilities. Important to use the talents that God gives you, because that's your mission, obviously, to use it out for the overall mission, for the overall purpose. And sometimes you're not sure, and that's why it's hard, because also we're biased sometimes. We're not always, you know, I was once involved in, I once wanted to get involved in something which I thought was very important, and I have a mentor, and I asked him, and like within 2 seconds, he made it so obvious to me that it was nothing to do with my mission. And you know, he asked me a couple of questions, and sometimes it's just good to talk it over with other people. It might be friends, it might be spiritual mentors, and so on and so forth. But it's not simple. It's not simple. We have to also know what we're good at. Sometimes we have to be aware, have a bit of self-awareness, a bit of honesty, all that combined. What's difficult, where we land up, the opportunities that present themselves, the talents that we're given, the strengths that we're given, all those things are all contributing factors in kind of working out what we're good at.
Sounds good.
Me and you both landed up in Bin. I hope you're good at it. I don't know.
Well, people come and they learn. No one knows that we're good at it.
Yeah, exactly.
People are coming, thank God. We need more people. We need even stronger.
Exactly.
Amazing. Yeah, I guess we should always remember that there is a plan and there is a purpose. And always keep that in mind. It produces a certain calm, certain focus.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, a lot of it has to do with Hashgacha Pratit, you know, like, everything happens for a reason. Sometimes you're in a situation, so therefore you know that's like, it's there for a reason, it's there for a purpose.
Right. All right, everyone. Have a good day.
Excellent. Have a good day, everyone. See you next week.